Many years ago, there lived a king called Croesus. He was king of Lydia, which was part of the country we call Turkey today. His capital city was called Sardis. He was a very strong king and conquered all the lands round about until he had built up a mighty empire. Lydia became a very rich and powerful place, and Sardis was such an important city that famous people from all over the ancient world came to visit it. One of the first was Solon. He was a famous teacher from Athens. Because he was so wise, the people in Athens had asked him to make them a set of laws. Then he went away for 10 years so they could try them out. First he went to visit King Amasis in Egypt, and then he came to Sardis to see Croesus. Croesus welcomed him warmly and entertained him lavishly. 3 or 4 days after his arrival, Croesus told his servants to take Solon on a conducted tour of the palace, so he could impress him with its splendour and richness. "Well," said Croesus some time later, "I've heard a great deal about how clever you are and the new laws that you've drawn up for the people of Athens. Wise as you obviously are, I am sure you won't have any trouble at all in answering a simple question." "What do you want to know?" asked Solon. "I'll give you an answer if I can." "Just a little thing, really," said the king. "Who is the happiest man you have ever known?" Croesus had only asked him that because he thought Solon would say that he was. Solon, however, refused to flatter him and replied, "A man in Athens called Tellus." Croesus was very put out at this and asked him sharply, "Oh yes, and what made you choose him?" "There are several good reasons," Solon answered. "First of all, he lived in a prosperous city. Then he had fine sons and grandsons, and lived to see them all grow up. He had enough money to live quite comfortably, and lastly, he died a glorious death, fighting for his city. The Athenians honoured him with a funeral on the very spot where he died so bravely." Solon hoped that the king would see the point of all this, but Croesus persisted, thinking he would at least come second. "So who would you say was the next happiest man you have ever known?" he asked. Much to his annoyance, Solon replied, 2 young men of Argos, Cleobis and Biton. They were quite well off, and both were tremendously strong and healthy. They were always winning prizes in athletic competitions. One day, when their mother wanted to go to the festival of Hera, there were no oxen available to pull her wagon to the temple 6 miles away. So they were hitched up to the cart and pulled it themselves. Everybody crowded round their mother, telling her how wonderful it was for her to have such fine sons. She was so pleased, she offered them as a present to the goddess, and after the ceremonies were over, they fell asleep in the temple and never woke again. As a mark of their respect, the people of Argos made statues of them and sent them to Delphi, the most important temple in Greece.